Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I think I got it.
You can look into my eyes, and you can look into my heart.
Are you there?
Look at me. Never been in love, and then you can't ask me why, and I can't even try to lie, and you would see the pain that messed my life. Something so beautiful, rare in a lifetime, and I never ever had much.
Online. We also play some of the other guys' songs on here, Steve Mahaffey and Du Bois, and also Keith Evans, and also and they're also on iTunes. You can get them there. Linda Irwin, so with her stuff, you have to email her at CNTNUUMX, Continuum X, at frontier.com. And she's doing a special where for $25 you can get both of her CDs for $25, includes the shipping. And she's got like 34 songs. She has just a variety of things on hers, which are really good. But the other three guys mentioned there, it's like they are all available. You can get those online and through iTunes. So go and get those. They're great gifts, and it's like beautiful music, really nice music. So, Amy, you're with us tonight, yes.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Also, if you guys listen in here, please go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. We are doing a gift basket giveaway. It's free to enter. All you need to do is just go in, put your information in you know, the message place or whatever, just tell Psychic Jethro that you would like to enter to win. And they announce a different winner every week, every Friday, through the holiday season. And that's on the Friday show between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern. And, yep, you heard right. It's like there's no catch, there's no nothing. It's just go win, you know, enter to win. And it's kind of like you never know what's going to be in the basket. That we've had a variety of different things. It's a different basket giveaway every week. But, you know, hey, never hurts to find out what's there. Okay, and Amy, you're the only one in the chat room there, but there's a whole queue line here. So we better get busy tonight because people have been waiting. Are you doing intuitive readings? Are you doing a little bit of the cards? Are you doing a little bit of both?
I'm going to do cards. I have some new Mary Magdalene cards, and I'm going to do some of those readings. So let's get the first caller, and then you can go first with a
Give them their birth card and their planetary ruler. Okay, sounds good. And away we go. All right, our first caller here is from area code 631. Welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild. You got Amy and KP tonight.
Yes, hi. I just wanted a reading for the Life Tarot card reading.
Okay, all righty. That would probably, well, you know, I was going to say if you want to do your birth month and date, I can at least tell you the your birth card and planetary ruler from my system. That's like Amy and
sure.
I both
10/5/60.
10/5. Okay, 10/5. You're a 4 of diamonds with an 8 of hearts planetary ruler. And as a 4 of diamonds person, that is someone who likes stability in their life. With the diamonds, a lot of your life lessons are come through, I'll say, monetary, you know, physiological, material type things. But your deeper reason for being here is really to come here about your values. It's like, what are you believing? You know, what are you believing in this lifetime and this go-around? Your stability and values, it's a card of protection and finances, but it's only accessed through hard work. This card above most others, you got to put forth the effort to reap the rewards, but the rewards are there. If you try to get something for nothing, failure and frustration is going to be the result. Any money that you have or receive is always going to have some responsibility tagged with it. You've got a really good business sense. You've got the ability to manage and organize a business successfully. Though others might see you as stubborn, you know that maintaining order and structure in your life and being clear about what's most important to you is always going to bring success and satisfaction. You're not going to change anything in your life that's working well for you, no matter what others think or say. Even as children, you knew pretty much what was important to you and what was not. To achieve success, you often have to come to terms with your own inner restlessness, which is that you've got a 5 of spades as a karma card, and basic dissatisfaction, which tends to kind of lead you away from establishing yourself in one area and making true progress. The work you must do often involves either your marriage or closest relationships. You're very sociable. You meet a lot of people. You usually have a lot of friends. The difficulties to be dealt with in your life that you just is mostly you have to watch a tendency that you get into a rut and you get stuck there. My grandma always used to say, you know, a rut is a grave where the ends kicked out, so don't hang out there very long. But, you know, all you really need to do to have more happiness in life is really to work, because once you get into action, everything just kind of smooths out, your fears are laid to rest. The last years of your life often have the most freedom, happiness, and financial blessings. You're usually long-lived. You enjoy traveling the world in your later years, experience things, you know, you longed to do in your youth and didn't have time or money for. In a relationship, you've got really high ideals concerning love, and that can cause confusion in real-life romantic situations. You're stable and tough on the outside. Inwardly, a lot of times you're a really restless person. And some of that restlessness applies to your romantic life, so it's not surprising that some of you are really challenged to settle down with, you know, one person. It's not, you know, not saying you can't or, you know, haven't already, but just there was, you know, possibly some challenges in your younger years, I'll say, to do that. And in addition, you have a karmic pattern that invariably creates one or more difficult marriages that, you know, might end in either separation or divorce. So, you know, you kind of add that together, and basically it's, you know, you have people who truly want a good relationship, but you got to pass some tests to acquire it. You know, for four diamonds people, relationships tend to be work, work, and more work. You're often deprived of that, you know, life of luxury and ease until later in your life. Problems always ensue if you look upon your relationships as a means of escape from the harshness of life. You usually have more than your fair share of charm, and you can get what you want in a romantic situation, but you've got to really be careful not to abuse that power, because it comes back to bite you if you do. Okay, and with that Eight of Hearts as your planetary ruler, that gives you a lot, I'll say, a lot of power, because the Eights are like the power cards. And again, it's in hearts, so that... it gives you a lot of charm. It gives you a lot of magnetism. You like having the attention of others. You find ways to ensure that you get a certain amount of it most of the time. You got a lot of power with, again, with the charm. And it's, you know, it can help you or get you into trouble, okay? Eight of Hearts is also known as the Playboy card, whereas that four was the stability in work card. Whether you realize it or not, you have the ability to get what you want from others using that emotional power at your disposal. But it's also healing power, and a lot of hearts, keep the Eight of Hearts. People keep a circle of friends, either family or associates, around you all the time. Those Eight of Hearts are an important part of your life, whether it's, you know, your friends, immediate family, students, employees, or lovers. And that's what my cards say. And let's hear what Amy's have to say.
Okay, well, what I'm using are some new cards that I got, and they are called Mary Magdalene cards, the Wisdom of Mary Magdalene. And the reading I'm doing is called the Halo of Love, which represents the Ring of Life. And the cards that I pulled as I listened to Kelly are as follows. The first card, which is where your focus is and what your purpose is in life is, and you got some good cards here, is that of the visionary. And what the Gospel of Mary says is, for where the mind is, there is the treasure. So that indicates that you have your sights on the divine, and your purpose is to bring light and love to the world. Your second card is your passion, and this is why you are here, and what your greatest talent is. And for that card, I pulled a faith card, and it is that of the witness. There were, and it's a depiction of those who witnessed the crucifixion of Christ, and whether you look at that in the literal sense or metaphorically, is, you know, just your personal belief system. But either way, it is saying that your purpose is to bear witness to the world. So as you have these moments of enlightenment and these special aha moments during your earthly journey, that a big part of what is going to bring you your life's lessons and your life to its fullest purpose is to share those experiences with others, to share the magic. The third card is your choice card, and also this is a wisdom card. You make your choices based on wisdom. And the card that I pulled up is that of the androgyny. And now when we humans talk about being androgynous, that's not such a good thing. That's like a Saturday Night Live character. But when we're looking at it in a spiritual sense, what it is that you're coming from a place, a neutral place of wisdom, as opposed to emotionally. This means that your opinions are well thought out. They're based on ancient wisdoms and the fact that you are an old soul. And that's really, we make such better choices when we make our choices based on wisdom as opposed to unprocessed raw emotions. And then the final card is the card of self-knowledge. This is your expertise and wisdom held within you that is coming to the surface, and it is the card that truly helps you, you know, manifest your achievement and manifest your self-actualization, if we're going to be in a talk about it from a psychological standpoint. And that is the mysteries of the light. The search is ever and ceases not until you find the mysteries of the light that lead you to the light kingdom. So again, this is one that comes from wisdom. So it's really a nice balance here, because the cards that define who you are and what drives you is faith. And then, but the cards that drive what you do, and this is what we were talking about on our first show, was the difference between our thoughts and our actions. Faith is more something that involves thought. But so you're coming from what these four cards are saying in the halo of love, is that you are a very faith-based person who, you know, believes in the mysterious and has faith in the mysterious and some of the unseen things of the universe. But your actions and the path that you're on in life and the way you choose to live your life is one that's based on great wisdom. So I think that this is just saying, you know, that it looks to me like you're just doing all the right things and just continue to balance out the fact that you know you've got these answers and you've got these, you know, deep programming of ancient wisdom within you. And when you get to these points in the road where those recollections might not be immediately recallable, that's when you shift over to who your core self is, and one that can operate in a situation where you may not know the outcome. You're just going to have faith that the outcome is indeed going to be a positive one and one for the highest good of you and the entire universe. So I don't know if this particularly resonates to anything that you're walking through right now, but that seems like a very nice doubt. You know, it seems like you're doing your legwork. So that's what I have.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. And, you know, if you like it, call back. It's like we have different people with different abilities on different times of day. Tomorrow we have Pamela Cummins, and then later in the week we have Jethro and Dina and several other people. So there's no limit to our show how many times you can call in. And we all kind of have different puzzle pieces, different pieces to the puzzle of questions asked.
Wow.
And some of the others are more angel readers and things like that. So, you know, feel free to call back in and see what else is up.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah,
have a good
I just want to say some nights when I'm feeling, I'm going through a lot with my mother right now, and some nights when I'm not feeling especially grounded, I prefer to rely upon cards as opposed to doing the intuitive reading. Just because
but,
I
so
think
you
that,
did see a boyfriend in the future?
I would say on this, there's certainly, you know, because this is called the halo of love, and you know, with a balance like that, you know, if you set your intention on that, and then you just use this duality of balancing the faith and the wisdom, you're going to manifest this person. That's what these cards. That's what these cards are telling. That's what these cards are telling me. It's a balancing act. I think as far if I was going to read this circle, and I guess I should have asked you a question first instead of just reading them. Since the first day I've used these cards, is what I would see here when you're asking. You know, when you're asking the question, is that it's saying that you have a clear vision of what you want in a relationship, and you make your choices based on, you know, the card saying that you make your choices based on wisdom. It's telling me that you're going to be able to use all of your past relationships, the good ones and the bad ones, to be able to be very selective in your next partner so that you do find the type of person and the type of relationship that you're longing for. When I look at this halo of love from the perspective of romantic love, I see it as, you know, the fact that you yourself have enormous faith in the universe. That means that you have faith that someone is indeed out there for you, but you've got sufficient wisdom and that you are going to use your treasures and talents in a way to manifest the right person. Not just get in a relationship of convenience or someone that you feel sorry for or something like that. You're going to choose your next partner very, very wisely. So just
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
I would like to add just something here real quick. Is right now in this time you're in your Venus. You just had your birthday in October. You're in your Venus time, which began November 26th, and it will go until January 18th. That's Mars time. One of the things showing here in this card system for you this year, you've got a lot of nines. You're going to have a lot of completions this year. But right now in your Venus time frame, it does show you that you have a Two of Hearts along with a King of Spades. And a Two of Hearts is about relationship. The King of Spades is about mastery. It's about mastery of anything that you would like to do, but it's like you have to be the one in control of doing things. So if you want that relationship, it's there for you. But again, it's like, you know, you need to be proactive with it. But man, this year you have got so many nines. You are really completing a lot of things. And in your 52nd year, one of the things that it is that this is a choice year for you where you choose either to really truly live or you kind of choose to kind of like, you know, fade out and check out. So it's like kind of keep that in mind. It's like there's a lot of things that are going to be coming to completions. And if you look at them as disappointments or like things being taken away from you, it's going to feel like high school graduation where, dang, I was a prom queen. It's like, and now I'm not anymore. So it's like it can either be looked at as a graduation that you've, you know, come to these learning steps and are going, you know, completing chapters in your life, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. Or you can say, dang it, I didn't want to lose that. So, you know, it's just a lot of it is your perspective that's coming through on this. But you have, like, golly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. you have 5 nines in different positions this year, which is, like I say, it's a lot of completions. There's a lot of loose ends you're going to be tying up karmic-wise. Okay, just FYI.
But if we're going to put these two readings together, I would add that while the numbers are telling you that, the placement of these wisdom cards tells me that you are now, and this is probably somewhat new, uniquely in a position where you can take the past and not use it to define you, but as failures or disappointments, but use it as wisdom.
All right. Well, thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in and calling again. Okay. And thank you for you guys who are hanging in there in our call line and getting there. I was like, we will get to everybody. We still got 30 minutes left in the show, and if I absolutely we can extend our time. So it's like, yeehaw. We have that little trick. Anyway, okay, area code 925. 925 is on next with us.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hello. Who are we talking
I have
to?
What was that?
I said, who are we talking to tonight? What's your name?
Oh, my name's Sahara. I had a reading with you guys not that long ago, actually.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that. That's a very unique name, indeed. Okay.
Yeah, I actually just, I had a question, if I can ask a question.
Sure.
I've just been, trying to find another job, and I'm not sure, if I should or where I should look. Or if you guys even see that happening at all.
Direction to go. Refresh me, because I never keep data on stuff. It's like, what's your birth month and day again?
Oh, August 3rd.
August 3rd. Okay, let's see. I think I remember that one. That was right, because you were the double 10 of diamonds. I remember that, because you're the one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes. I do remember that one. Okay. Let me see. And just real quick, how I know, it's like never supposed to ask people their age, but it's like, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 19.
19. Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. You got a lot of stuff coming up. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
yeah. This year, your long range for me is like, I'll just give you my blurb here real quick, and then I'll turn you over to Amy. My take on this is you've got this year, you're looking at a three of spades is your long range card, and there's going to be a lot of change. I mean, spades are about, it's about work. It's about a lot of creativity, but it's also, it talks about creativity, stress, and working two jobs at once. Okay.
Yeah.
So you might be, somehow you're going to be divided this year, either in your work or your health. Three of spades is one of the most creative cards in the deck, and as with all threes, it might be challenging to keep that energy, that card, from turning into worry, indecision, or stress, which is, the low side of that card. It depends on how you use the energies of that card. Somehow you're facing a crossroads in your life. You might be trying to do maybe, too many things at one time, or, too many irons in the fire. You're feeling really an urge to be creative and explore a lot of avenues at the same time. If you handle it successfully, you can be more productive than ever. The trick is keeping your energy high and being clear that you are doing more than two things at once. Don't expect yourself to settle into one path right now. Kind of go with the flow, as they say, that powerful card, and do things to stay relaxed and at peace with yourself. Sometimes things that happen, in spades are really, it's like in spades, it's like, yeah, it's really, think of the garden tool. It's like not the rotokiller, okay? It's just, we cannot escape through it. It's, likely you're going to be successful in the division. It's just keep an awareness of your health. See that any problems, in a health area are possibly, the result of a deep conflict or a division inside yourself. Once you resolve the conflict, you resolve the problem. In a Taiex expression, this is called the artist card. And it could be bestow upon you much success in one or more of, artistic lines of work. Self-expression is really essential to achieve success with that powerful creative influence. It's a year of high creativity, which must be handled carefully to keep it from turning to stress and health problems. Also with that, there's, different, man, let's see, you've got, I'm just kind of doing a quick scan here and seeing, you've got, some karmic things in love coming up. You got lots of hearts here in your reading this year. Six of hearts, a three of hearts, a two of hearts, a five of hearts, another five of hearts, another three of hearts.
What does that mean?
Hearts are about the emotions. It's about emotional things, either, you know, relationships, either with family, with friends, with, you know, love interest, whatever. And it's also about yourself and mastering, you know, of yourself. The ones here that talk about work and stuff are like this. You got the King of Spades in Venus. Man, a lot of kings turn up tonight. You've also got a King of Diamonds in the Uranus time frame. Those are, you know, mastery of yourself, and it's like, especially where there's diamonds. Diamonds are a lot of times with jobs and things. You've got a 4 and a 10, and also a 2 of diamonds with that King of Diamonds, another Ace of Diamonds. So, you know, there is good opportunities, I'll say, to, you know, start something with finances. But you may not have just one job. You may have like 2 part-time jobs. Okay, if that makes sense. I mean, if you're going after a full-time job,
right,
it's like, you know, definitely go for that. Golly, I'm not sure which direction to say, but it's like Amy might pick up some on that. But I would say, actually, you know, call back in, you know, if you don't like what Amy and I have to say tonight, call back in and get Pamela's take on that, because a lot of times she has, you know, the angel message is what I call with. But let's see what Amy's got for you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is interesting. And again, you know, Kelly and I are both just doing card, you know, so of course nothing is by accident, but, you know, it's good to get all the different types of readings, including, you know, some of the intuitive reading, you know, and psychic messages from your spirit guides. But this is coming from a card reading called The Halo of Love, and I think it's fascinating because all the cards are divided into 4 different types. 1, faith, knowledge, wisdom, and love. And all 4 cards I pulled for you are love cards. So what I see love having to do with when you're looking at matters of employment is that you will find economic, you know, you'll manifest economic and financial security by doing what you love. The card of where you are right now is the Weeper. So that what that's telling me is that right now you're probably in grief about either economic situation or the loss of your last job. So, you know, dovetailing this to what Kelly was reading off your birth card, you know, that's going to be, I see that as being something that might hold you back on this job search. You know, it's recognized that you are mourning some kind of loss and treat it like a loss. Go through the grief process with that, but don't let it define you. Grief needs to move, and if grief doesn't move, grief causes distress. Be it physical illness or, you know, so that's where allow yourself to grieve the loss, you know, the losses that you're experiencing right now, but don't let them define you. Allow that grief to move and not get stuck, because I think that that it's starting to cause some fear and some depression that's going to prevent you from manifesting this new position. The number 2 card represents your passion, and pulled the Heart card, and, you know, Mary's heart, and when you turn your heart towards good, anything is possible. So this is saying that these are what your greatest talent is. Your greatest talent is your compassion, and that you've got, you know, the heart of the Virgin Mary, which is just a really beautiful thing to say. I think that is going to, you should use for some introspection as to what it is that you might want to do. And that might be where Kelly's coming up with the doing more than one thing, because unfortunately in our culture, it seems that the things that you do for love are sometimes not compensated as highly as things that we do with other motives. So, you know, perhaps this has something to do with health care or child care or something, but it's definitely clear that this were, but it could be something creative. It could even be being a banker or a lawyer or something like that, but it's going to be something that you're going to want to do from your heart. Don't leave your heart out of the equation. Don't look for a job with your checkbook and your mind. Look with your heart. Mm-hmm. So then number three is what governs your choices. And this is a good card, too, because, again, it's the love card, but it's calling up the card of the question, which is when the blind man who sees are both together in the darkness, there is no difference from one another. And when the light comes on, she who sees the light, will be rewarded. So that's telling me that, again, this goes back to the idea that in this job search of yours, you're going to want to do some, ask some questions, both of yourself, and ask questions when you are going to the interviews to, ferret out if this is the job that you really want. Don't come from a place of fear. Don't come from a place of, if you're asking the right questions, you are going to be given information, and you will know without, you won't even have to wait for the phone call back whether it's going to be the job that is right for you or not. And then the fourth card symbolizes your self-knowledge. This is your expertise, and this is what you bring to the table. And this says, again, a love card, and it's the role of the supporter. I am she who exists in all fears and strength. Hear me in gentleness and learn of me in roughness. And that's a beautiful card as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and again, it's kind of saying to me that you've got some sort, educator, healthcare provider, something like that, where you are going to be able to take who you are, take who you are and your experience, strength, and hope, and channel that through your heart. And, what they say, if you do what you love, the money will follow. So that's what these cards are saying, is it's that, talking about the place you are right now where you're grieving, either the loss of the last job or the loss of the economic security that came with the last job, what your passion is, and your passion comes from loving others and turning hearts to good, to ask a lot of questions, questions, and it will be revealed to you more where you're going to thrive. But it does look like it's some sort of educator caregiver role to me.
Okay. All right.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that definitely helps because I think I have more of an idea of where to go, in the future. Because the job I have right now is just, it's a little part-time job. And, I need another job because that one's not really paying me. I'm not really getting enough hours. And my mom's you need another job. And I'm like, okay. And I've been picky this whole time. And she's like, just find something. You need money, da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
And so now I'm just like, okay, well, I don't know where to apply. Small local places. And I'm not sure, if I should be picky. I'm not sure where to look.
Should always be picky. But then at the same time, you should always be picky. Because, if people say, you can just go get work. But then There's the other part, if you do have to do something that is not what you don't think is your dream job, if you do it from a place of love and you can change your perspective on it, you can make the best, you know, you can make the best of any situation. But I think the real thing that and that's why I got the four love cards here, as you delve into your question a little deeper, is it's really saying follow your heart, you know, four love cards. So, you know, there's some wisdom in what your mother is saying, but at the same time, you know, follow your heart. Come from a place of love. Trust your heart. Don't, you know, when you're just looking for a job out of, for the money part, kind of like the place your mother's coming from, that's really coming from a very low vibration. That's coming out of fear, your lower red root chakra. So raise your vibration. We have some sort of spammer in the chat room, Kelly, if you can take Mr. or Mrs. KB Promotions, who says that we are longing.
I see that.
I'm going to have to open that new window.
Yeah. I'm going to open that. I got to open that in a different window there, and I'm going to go handle that here right now.
Call into the other readers and get a fuller perspective and just, you know, again, just process this all through. Trust your gut and as my card is saying, trust your heart and you will find a way.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
All righty. And like I say, try back, you know, call, give Pamela a call and try Dina and Jethro on Wednesday,
I will.
And, it's like we'll talk to you again. And thanks for calling in tonight.
Bye.
Okay, have a good one. All righty. Let's see. Okay. I'm just going to reload my chat room here. So, anyway, there we are. Okay. Wow. Amy, we got 15 minutes, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 more callers.
Okay, so we're gonna.
We got about three minutes here to click this on here. Okay, so area code 770, you are on with us. So do you have a quick question, or did you want a full reading? What would you like? Area code 770, you are on with us. Amy, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. For some reason, we don't have 770. Okay, so I'm going to put them back in queue here because they've been here for a while. We will go on and we will try area code 773. 773, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello. You got on.
Yay, I didn't think I was going to make it. Okay, it'll be real quick because I know you have other people. My name is Erica and my birthday is 050483. And I just would like to know, I've been in a lot of transitions and career in love, and I really want to know, where is that going for me? I don't know if I should stay where I am in terms of career or relocate. So anything that you all have, it'll be appreciated.
All righty. Well, let's see here. What I've got for you is May 4th. Okay, you are a two of spades. And you've got a Six of Clubs planetary ruler. Okay, the twos always like stability in things. And it is a card of work. So, you know, it's really, since I don't do math that well, and I didn't, my calculator here is like, what's your age at the moment?
I'm 29.
29, okay. All righty, I'm just going to look that up really quick there with that two. Okay, where'd you go? And see what time and space you're in here. Okay, you had Mercury transition. Okay, and the way this system works is like they allow like a planetary ruler for each, you know, for like 52 days at a shot. It's like this is a really mathematically based card system. So you've got and that went, Mercury went until June 25th, and it's like, and you have a personal year. With this one, it's like your personal year is from your birthday to your birthday, okay?
Okay.
And then your Venus time was June 25th, and that went up till August 16th, and that's when it started Mars. And then that went up to October 7th, which is the time of your Jupiter started. Your Saturn started on November 28th, which is where you're at right now. And you've got still Uranus, which begins January 20th, and the Neptune time, which begins that's March 13th. So it's like you still got, you know, some more of these planetary time frames and shifts to go through, like we all do. And some of it is like, this is what Amy and I were talking about on the other show, was, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening right now, especially, you know, with the Mayan calendar, this, that, you know, people are going, yeah, I mean, what's going on? But it was really interesting that we had that planetary alignment that only happens once every, they said, like 2,737 years. And it was like Mercury, Venus, and Saturn all lined up with the pyramids of Giza. And this is, I believe Jan in the chat room said, you know, this was a, one of the portal openings, something like that. So it's like this, you know, interesting stuff is happening, and everybody's getting, you know, feeling the energy now. It really is, because, you know, we don't know really exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. Some of us are still kind of, you know, we sit around even as, you know, like psychic people going, what in the world was going on? It's like we can feel energy shifting as we don't know what's happening. But your basic birth card is, called the friendship card. It's about, you know, work, partnership, friendship. It's also known as a fear card. A lot of it's a fear of being alone. Go out of way to keep yourself, you know, in the company of others. Sometimes you really, you know, personally hurt when others betray your friendship or trust. As the karma card, you've got the six of spades, and it's one of the more potent of the karma cards. It's like the karma card that tells us that your life is more, has a more faded quality to it than other cards. Location. Let's kind of look at, you know, you've got a strong logical mind, you know, you can make a good living, but sometimes that, you know, the same logic doesn't help you in personal relationships. But where you're looking at them going, so, you know, work wise, it's like, you know, you really got to, as they would say, good mental equipment to, you know, to pretty much do what you want to do, and, you know, and do really well at it. You also have, let's see, that six of clubs as a planetary ruler. And that is, like I say, again, that's kind of one of the more faded ones. It helps ground you and keep you on an even course. You tend to develop things and stay with them, which usually brings success instead of, you know, leaving things half finished. A lot of times, you know, you can be stubborn or have a, you know, bit of competitive streak that kind of takes others by surprise. Great success is a real possibility as long as you don't remain in a rut for too long. You got to be true to your word, or the karma of what you said, you know, to others will come back. It will come back to bite you. Okay. At heart, you're a peacemaker. You know, you're going to go to great lengths to have a peaceful, calm environment. Just be careful you don't completely ignore your feelings. You know, you may not always like your emotional side, or you know, that of others, but it's that direct connection to truth that you hold so dear. You've got a special purpose to help others kind of like find the light. I know that doesn't necessarily help in terms of what am I going to put bread on the table? Does it?
It does.
Okay, all righty. That's kind of what I got from the moment. It's like, you know, please do call, you know, call back, because, like I say, we're just doing, having to do a real short time frame here. It's like, Amy, what you got for her real quick?
Yeah, in the halo of love, basically, your purpose in life is to be adored. So, as far as love goes, that means, you know, to find someone who puts you on a pedestal. And as far as a job goes, that means that that to find a place where you are, you know, are valued. What your greatest talent is, I pull a wisdom card. It's the symbol of the scroll and the candle. And it says that, that you're true passionate. I shall give you what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and no hand has touched. What has, and again, this is, that it's showing me again that both in your, you know, personal and professional life, you're going to want to make sure that there is a fair exchange of love and respect, not just the financial exchange. As far as your card of what governs your choices, this is a good one. You are governed with a knowledge card, and for I am knowledge and ignorance. What that means, I mean, that's means that you know what you know, and you also know what you don't know. You know, so pay attention to the things that you don't know, and focus on getting the answers to the things that you don't know, but base your decisions on the knowledge that you have. And your final card, which is basically telling me what you need to move into action, so kind of the missing link of where you are right now, which may have you stuck. And it is a love card, and it is the card of compassion. So I believe that, and compassion could mean you may need to have compassion towards certain situation, you know, certain situations, or this may mean that you need to have compassion for yourself. Without this compassion, all of your interactions, you know, be them personal or professional, are going to be, you know, shrouded in some darkness. And I, for some reason, I feel that the compassion has to do with compassion for yourself. So that is what, that's what that is saying, is that, your purpose in life is to be adored. Your passion is for, you know, things that, wisdom that comes from universal truths as opposed to book knowledge. To make your choices based on when you don't know something, admit that you don't know it, and infuse some compassion into the situation.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You betcha. And, you know, feel free to call back in. Like I say, tomorrow, Pamela Cummins is going to be on. Wednesday, Dina, and Thursday, Dina Flanagan and Jessica are going to be on. And then I'm not sure what our Friday and Saturday lineup is, but we have no restrictions on how often you can call us. So it's like, you know, call us for some more pieces of the puzzle.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You betcha. All righty. I'm going to make an announcement here real quick. We are working at trying to get through everybody in the line, guys. And it's like we have more people calling now. I feel so bad. It's like, so to some of the guys at the end there, it's like we're probably not going to make everybody tonight, but we'll get as far as we can. Let's see here really fast. I'm going to go see if I can't go in and kind of whip our schedule up a little bit here. I'm going to say if you're up for this, Amy, it's like I'm willing to go on for like, you know, another half hour here because we got the time, because this is a later show, so I'm going to see if I can't extend
sure.
the time here just a bit. So giving this a shot right now and see if I can do this. So hang in here with us for just a couple minutes, guys, and let's see if it's, oh, yes, indeedy. Oh, I like it. It's going to let us extend this to 90 minutes. Yes, indeed. Okay, great. Okay, well, I just gave us another half hour, so we should be able to cover everybody tonight. Somebody who's got calling in with a question, we should be able to get to you. Okay, so let me go back here, and we'll take our next caller here. So, all right, thank you guys for hanging. I do want to mention, while we've got people here, make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Make sure you put the .com in, because otherwise this kicks you into some kind of chat room. Enter our gift basket giveaway. It is we have a new winner every Friday night on Jethro's segment. He hosts on Friday nights, and it's from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He does announce the winner of the gift basket giveaway for the week, and then all he asks is that you just, you know, whoever the winner is, just call him in or call in, and, you know, even if we love to have you guys on the air, we love to have our winners on the air, you know, say, hey, you know, whatever. We do respect your privacy, and it's like, you know, to get your snail mail address to to, you know, ship your gift basket out to. We do that. So go ahead and go on over there and enter into that. There is no obligation. It's free, yada, yada. So it's just kind of something that Jethro thought was a cool thing to do for, you know, for the holidays, and just kind of a nice gesture and kind of a thank you to all the people who listen in. And whether you're hearing this in archives or whether you're on live with us or, you know, wherever you're hearing this at, it's like you qualify to go register. It's like we never know what's in the basket. It's kind of like Forrest Gump. You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. So we've had really cool books go out. We've had jewelry. We've had music CDs. We've had, you know, free gourmet coffee. We've had readings. You know, there's, you know, usually a little variety pack in there. So you don't know what you're going to get week by week, but go ahead and enter. And, you know, it's like at the very least, you have some good healthy coffee or tea to drink. So there you go. Okay, other stuff here. Make sure you go and check out. We probably should. I should be better like Jethro does and take a little music break there. But we have music by Sir Magnus, music by Keith Evans, music by Steve Mohasey. And you can get all of those by visiting on iTunes, and they have those all for sale. We also have Linda Irwin's, and you can get her stuff. She's not quite that high-tech yet, but if you email her at CNTNUUMX at frontier.com and just tell her you would like to have her musical CD special. She's got two complete discs that have 34 songs on for only $25. That includes the shipping. So it's like, you know, email her and figure out how she'll tell you how to get funds to her so she can get stuff out to you. So that's a good deal. And Jethro and I, he says he's going to kick me if I don't mention coffee. So we have healthy gourmet coffee in a lot of different flavors. We've got three different kinds of tea, and we've got hot chocolate. And then for those people who are just health-oriented and don't drink coffee, tea, or hot chocolate, we have it just the straight herb. So there you go, and you can call me at 719-289-4907 or call Jethro's number at 928-284-0437. And Amy, how do we get a hold of you? Because, you know, that's something we haven't really asked.
You can get a hold of me. The best place to get a hold of me is on Facebook, on my Facebook page, or in my Facebook group, which is Awakening Claire. But the easiest thing to do is to go to the Psychics Gone Wild or Psychics Chat and look for me, Amy Cavanaugh, and find me on Facebook.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay, and, yeah, I keep losing chat. I don't know if I'm being kicked out of the chat room or if I just keep losing it on my page. Anyway, it's okay. All righty, well, forward and onwards and upwards here. And, all right, our next caller here is area code 253. Is this Becky?
Yes.
All righty, what was your question?
Well, I was going to have Amy, you know, do a card thing, and she said she could do it later. You know, I just was just waiting. I mean.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Well,
oh, it's our Becky. Becky, the dancing.
I was
going to
say, we
how are you, Becky?
Hello, Amy.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, we have a couple options here. We got three more callers. It's like if you want to let them go ahead of you, we can come back to you, and it's like if necessary, we can
even
check.
Yeah, why don't you just come back to me?
Okay. All right. I will stick you back in queue. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you, Becky. That's nice. Okay. Here we have another caller from area code 845. 845, you are on live with us.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. And who are we talking to?
This is Laura.
Laura. All righty.
Yes.
And what I do, what the kind of cards I do, they're kind of I'll say mathematically based, and what I need is a month and a day you were born, and then I can tell you what your birth card and planetary ruler is.
Okay. My birthday was May 20th, 72.
Okay, 72. All righty. So 520. Oh, let's see. You are right on the cusp there. Do you know if you are a Taurus or a Gemini?
I'm like on the cusp. I was born in the afternoon, May 20th. So.
on the cusp, okay. Because I have no way to calculate that, so I'm not sure. Because your birth card is definitely, you are a queen of clubs. Now, if you are, you know, this is what I'm saying. If you are a Taurus person, your planetary ruler is a Five of Clubs. If you are a Gemini person, your planetary ruler is a Ten of Spades. So there's a difference there. It's like, and I have no way to calculate those. So that's why I was wondering. It's like going, darn, you know. But well, I can at least tell you that I know you're Queen of Clubs, and I know that's the Royal House, and I also know that really and truly. That was actually my sister's birthday, so you're a cool person. it's called the Mother of Intuition card, and like all the cards are in the house of royalty, I guess is what you call it. But all queens are service oriented; they're receptive in nature. The mental nature of clubs inclines the Queen of Clubs to deal in either like publishing trades, administrative work, you know, or among the more what they call aware ones, psychic work. And it's like a lot of people are spooked out by this word psychic. So if you want to say your intuitive work, your ESP work, your gut hutch intuition work, whatever you want to call it, a rose is still a rose. But it's just, you know, I look at it as kind of like, angel work, spiritual work. It's like, you know, this is the spirit within us at work, okay? But being queens, you're always aware of your place in the royal court. You resist anybody trying to mold you in any way. Your displaced card is a Three of Hearts as well as the Five of Clubs in your Venus position. Tells that that uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship sometimes makes it hard for you to find lasting happiness in those areas. Not that you can't, but it's like it's work, okay? Your mental gifts are abundant. Whether you realize it or not, you're always receiving knowledge from that natural intuitive gift, okay? You've got an incredible organizational mind, but you live life at such a high pitch that often you're stressed out or overdoing it. It's like, you know, you're it's like think of the little hamster on the wheel at night, and it just goes squeaky to squeaky to squeak. I'll tell you all, like that. The Ace of Spades in Jupiter promises many rewards if and when you follow spiritual or intuitive psychic lines of work or pursuit. You've got a deep heritage of knowledge from past lives that's always available. Queen of Clubs is known as the Mother Mary card, and a lot of you have, like, you know, one or more, either with, whether it's your biological children or, you know, your children, how you, you know, you adopt those children, you know, they, you mother hen them, you know, for whom you must make sacrifices in your life, like the Virgin Mary had to undergo the sacrifice of her son Yeshua. Queen of Clubs is very creative and resourceful, often having two or more jobs and many interests. You do best when there's some creative expression and freedom of movement in your career. You're really proud, and you do your job well. You have that, you know, that ethic and that pride in doing your work well. A lot of times, some Queen of Spades are slated to make really great contributions to our society. Your natural inclination is to help and nurture others, and that can be expressed in works that helps thousands of people, you know, or more. In relationships, sometimes, you know, now my sister was married, okay, not all are happy about it or make a success of it, but it's like, you know, she was working at it. They have powerful minds and wills, and not a lot of partners can handle you in that willful way. It takes a really special guy to do that. You carry with you karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that might be brought to fruition at some time in your life. For that reason, sometimes, you know, people try with that card, you know, they'll try marriage once and then say, oh, forget it, you know, I'll just live with somebody, whatever. But some of them, you know, you change your mind a lot and, you know, about what you want. So, again, you can change your mind about, you know, whether you want to be married or not, or, you know, just decide you're going to make that lifetime commitment. It's just that changeability stuff. But that kind of change also can make a partner feel insecure about your love or, you know, cause that separation. You operate on higher frequencies, meaning that, you know, your partner's got to have a little bit of mental intuitiveness, okay, and communication skills to really make it work. There's a certain amount of emotional indecision that kind of adds to that challenge you have to deal with each time you fall in love. And sometimes you carry with you more challenging emotional and relationship karma than some of the other cards in the deck. And that's indicated by you have a Seven of Hearts in Saturn and a Three of Hearts as your first karma card. Both of those indicate emotional needs that require care and attention to deal with effectively. But with determined effort, you know, any Queen of Clubs can apply themselves in that area with great success. The question is whether you want to do it or not, okay? A lot of times you'll find that balance of the relationship you know, long-term, you know, but possibly either not exclusive or binding, something like that. Your work is a lot of times your first love, and so relationships and the work required to make, you know, true intimacy possible in a relationship sometimes are just really put on the back burner for you. But with all that love you have to give, you know, you've got some of the greatest potential for fulfillment in a relationship. So, you know, there's just that back and forth moment. It's just, you know, it just depends on what you want to do with it. You can be the princess who marries the prince and later becomes the queen, and you live happily ever after. So there's a lot of stuff there, you know, and just a lot of things, a lot of very, I'll say, very stable with these cards because, you know, if you hear something and say, well, you know, that fits me, that doesn't, it's like, you know, okay, and it's like the heads up and it's like going, you know, you have these options, you have these opportunities, what do you want to do with it? What do you want to make of it? So that's all I thought for you, Nick, and let's see what Amy has to say. Amy? Hello?
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. No. As we run out of time. Okay. In pulling the halo.
Oh, we have 22 minutes left. Remember, I added time to us, Amy.
In pulling the halo of love, your first card, which is the beginning of your circle and your purpose in life, is I pulled a love card, and it is a card of gentleness and caring, and that your purpose is to look at your brothers and sisters on the planet with love. Your passion is a knowledge card. That means you have a passion for information, and it is the card of the vision. Meaning that you are definitely on a spiritual journey where you quest for knowledge about the mystical experience that we are all on, and you will be the more knowledge you gather, the closer and the more will be revealed to you as to your personal purpose, and so that you can experience life to its fullest potential. The third card, this is the card that governs your choices, is a love card. Your choices are governed by your heart. So there you are with your purpose, your purpose being one of extending gentleness and caring out to the universe, and you make your choices based on love. Now, earlier when I was doing a reading, there was someone who, you know, basing your choices on love and basing your choices on emotion are two different things. We think of love as an emotion, but it really is much more than emotion. It's just our state of being. You know, it's our natural habitat. So that does not mean that you make, you know, foolish choices out of, out of obsession or that kind of love. This is love, like, you know, the universal love that is our natural habitat, and that is when you make your choices out coming from your heart chakra, you process your thoughts through your heart chakra, you truly cannot make a mistake. And then your final card is your self-knowledge, and that is actually a wisdom card, she who understands. So that means that that's just a reflection of the fact that you are an old soul pre-programmed with ancient wisdom, and that if you rely upon those, you know, if you spend some quiet time and think about all the things you know, you know, not the things you see and, you know, go flashing past your radar screen, but look within to the things that you know, you will be able to manifest whatever it is that, what, did you have a specific question?
I did.
Okay, yes, and I know what that question was. I got all caught up in the cards and I forgot who I was reading for. But
I forgot, forgot what your question was. What was your question again? Yeah, I think
I
was thinking about career and finances. Like, what am I going to do with, yeah, it's like, where should I be looking with finances?
Okay, so what this is saying, okay, now that I come back out from the cards and remember
intuition.
The question and rely upon my intuition, it is saying that your greatest talent is your gentleness and your caring, which means that you understand the situation. You understand the situation that you're in right now, and you know can sit in a place where you can have compassion as things work itself out. And then as far as I'm losing my train of thought here.
You got derailed.
I got derailed.
Oh,
ask me a specific. I'm sorry. I got so distracted by these cards. I went off. I like lost my body. Please ground me and ask me a specific question.
There you go.
Okay. I had a specific question. I had a dream a few nights ago about my grandmother and my great-grandmother, whom I knew, you know, they were both alive. I knew them growing up, and as I got older and became an adult. And I was wondering, what do they want, and why do they come to me now?
Okay, well, it's interesting, because if we look at card number two, which is the knowledge card, and it's the card of the vision, which is reflects your dream. So I think that both these women were probably very wise and may not have I believe that they want you to, they're trying to give you, remind you of things that you understand. So I'm thinking that if you can think back on these two women and what kind of people they were, not what kind of lives they led, but what kind of people they were, and maybe even some of the mistakes that they may have made. They want you. I think that they are sending you a strong reminder that they've instilled great wisdom in you, and they are confident in you that you will be able to carry this forward. Does that resonate to you at all? Were both these women, were you young when these women passed?
My grandmother, I was in my early 20s. And my great-grandmother, I was in, oh gosh, about the same age. They died within a couple of years apart.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. So, well, I mean, that is a very traumatic time to lose, you know, the influence and advice of mentor women. And these cards are clearly saying that that they love you, and I think they want you to be a little gentler on yourself and take better care of yourself, take more time for yourself. And then also, that they have instilled you, because the number four card is how do you move all this information into purposeful achievement? And that was a wisdom card, she who understands. So I think that they are trying to get your attention and remind you of the women that they were, both the things that they were able to achieve and the things that might have not happened in their time, and to pick up the reins and go forward. So I think that, you know, maybe get out some pictures of these women, and maybe those will spark some memories about them. And I think that you will get those. I think that you will get triggered things that you already know. It'll just trigger that, you know, it'll just turn the light on, and that wherever those particular thoughts are housed, I think that with the fact that your choices are being made from your heart, I think that means that because you loved these women both, that if you call upon them as spirit guides and develop an ongoing relationship with them, they will give you answers and clues on a day-to-day basis. So now that they've made themselves, you know, insert, and that's really what spirits do, they insert themselves in our dreams, go ahead and they've gotten your attention. Now go look at pictures that you have, or go through some memories you have of them, good and bad, and then examine them as to how does that play into your life? Because it's going to sort of be a process of, okay, well, that didn't work so well for them, so I'm not going to do that. But these are the things where they really excelled. So those are some of the things that I do want to incorporate into the woman that I evolve into. So that is my suggestion based on that. If they definitely wanted to get your attention, and the cards are saying they wanted to get your attention. So just do some self-evaluation and carry forward some of the things that they were not able to manifest during their time on Earth.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No, and it's like, you betcha. And I will encourage you to call in either to, I'll say, tomorrow afternoon show. It's at 2 o'clock Eastern time, or to the, I'll say, let me think, it's the Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night show. Jethro and Pamela.
Yeah, Friday night will be Jethro and I will be doing readings. Jethro is a very gifted,
he does
reader, and he can also really ground me so that I can... just call, because all the information is valuable. It's all going to, they're just like little pieces of the puzzle, and it will all make sense.
And they might have, a lot of times they'll have specific things like that. I mean, Jethro will go things like, oh, your grandmother, you know, wants you to know this, or, you know, your great-grandma wants you to know this. And Pamela's a little more, you know, she asks a little more questions. She's a little more interactive. She says, did you have someone who, because I know I have this message for you, la, 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 la. really well. Yeah,
and Jethro will ask.
Try Pamela or Jethro, either
will,
or. Because they will give you direct messages.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock. For the rest of the week. Now, tomorrow is Tuesday, so like I say, Pamela is on 2 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesdays, and then Jethro's on, the rest of the shows are on 8 p.m. Eastern time, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, yeah, call in, because there's no limit on how many times you can call in. And make sure you enter in the Christmas basket, and that's because a holiday gift basket giveaway. There we go. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and enter. It's a free holiday gift basket giveaway, and it's like, you know, anybody, you're listening to this, you know, you call into the show, it's like, please go enter. It's like, you know, we'd love to have winners, and then we'd love to have you call and say, hey, I won.
Wait.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, and hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay. And we have two more, and then Becky, and it's like, yeehaw. Okay. We have area code 856. 856, you're on with us.
Peace and blessings to both of you. How are you?
Okay. Pretty good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Tina.
Tina. All right.
Yes.
Welcome to Becky's Gone Wild.
Thank you.
What I'm doing is, if you've listened in on any of this, it's like I just need a month a day, and I can give you a real quick get on your birth cards. Or
absolutely. My birthday is August the 29th.
August 29th.
Mm-hmm. Do you need my year?
I probably won't have time to do the yearly stuff, so it's like we'll just start with that, because normally when I do a full reading, I can spend like any, you know, like an hour to 90 minutes, you know, just doing one person stuff. So. Yeah.
Gotcha.
On the shows, I try to keep it short and just give you a little bit here, but it's like, yeah, this thing is really comprehensive, this card system. I love it. I just really do. Okay. So the 29th, you are a Ten of Hearts, and your planetary ruler is a Ten of Diamonds. So you're kind of a double ten person. It's like tens are really cool. Got a lot of blessings with tens. Those are neat. Okay, let's see. And the ten, and each of these has, you know, and this is just like, you know, regular, like, I'll say poker deck, you know, playing cards, okay?
Right.
The Ten of Ones is, the Ten of Hearts is called, it's success with groups. Like the Ace of Hearts, you have a lot of ambition in your life. You could stray off the path of truth as a result. However, you've already experienced the truth, and you have that knowledge as your birthright to guide you through each step of the way. You're very creative. You're usually artistic. You're leaders, not followers. You love children and groups of people who you may regard as their children or audience. You can be either like in a field, you know, if you're in a field where you can perform in front of others or surrounded by many family and social concerns, you know, it's like that's where you like to be. I've seen a lot of people like as storytellers, you know, even like, you know, like the kids librarian, something like that, you know, it's like, you know, be a really good storyteller. They get the storyteller of the year person, okay,
mm-hmm.
Person of the year. But in any case, you know, you tend to be surrounded by 10 people, you know, 10 lux, okay? It's like, you know, a really good support group. You've also got two aces in your life path, and being, it's like, says part ace themselves, and he does this numerologically, you know, 1 plus 0 equals 10, you know, whatever. But you've got a strong need to explore yourself to determine what's most important to you personally in life, because many of you are, you know, really engrossed in that process. Others may see you, you know, as either selfish or self-centered, like, oh, my goodness, you know, what's with you today? You know, but only those who make the acquisition of money and things in their life their primary goal manifest that selfishness. So it's like if you're, you know, devoted to, you know, like the doing of love, it's like, no, it's like you're not going to get caught up in that. For the most part, you really value your relationships higher than most other things on your list, and you're very considerate, you know, kind person. Honesty is really an important issue with this card, whether it's just to be either, you know, more honest with yourself or develop, you know, a philosophy that overrides, you know, all the ups and downs that, you know, kind of tempt you. You might meet with a lot of temptations, I'll put it that way, in communications with others. And it's like, and you know, when you make that personal commitment to truth, your life gets much easier. Otherwise, you know, it can be a little bit complex, okay? You're really innovative. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field as long as you exercise clarity and judgment. Motives can either be, you know, humanitarian or selfish, and it's like, you know, usually has a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're very independent, often impulsive, but usually it's kept in balance by that wisdom. You've got a lot of wisdom with you. You can make a unique mark on the world through application of your inherent gifts. You're usually very gentle, wise people, you know, and wisdom's there, and that wisdom is that protector and guiding light. You have power in love, and you're attracted to those of power. You're not afraid to work for the love you want in personal relationships. You're charming, you're well-liked. You know, a lot of times you might make the first move, you know, start a relationship, and then you're willing to work for it. And it can be that winning formula for success in love or marriage. You have basically really good karma in love. There can be some indecisiveness, you know, that leads to problems, whatever. But, you know, a relationship with diamonds If you have any, like, women in your family or friends that are diamond, you know, their birth cards are diamond, like where your heart, those can also be karmic and difficult, as those people remind you of some, you know, some of that indecision and that fickleness. But you're really smart, and when you apply your mental power and that creative area energy to the area of love, it can get you in trouble when you try too hard to make things turn out as you plan. Because love cannot be planned the same way you plan your, you know, your college schedule, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That need to learn to feel things in a matter of love instead of thinking them out, because sometimes you really get caught up in that thought process. And with that 10, you've also got that 10 of diamonds there with that planetary ruler. And it's just kind of, I'll say, it's another facet of the diamond, if you will. And it just says, you know, it says, be grateful you have that card as a ruling card. It gives some genuine good fortune on all who possess it. It's called the blessed card, as the 10 of diamonds is. So many things in life will just kind of be given to you. It does not guarantee happiness, though. That's, you know, that always depends on your appreciation for what you have. It's like, you know, that attitude of gratitude. It gives you an innate business ability. You could do really well in your own business, and the larger it is, the better. You probably enjoy being the center of attention. You know, you have some natural abilities, either artistic or otherwise, that can really get you attention. In relationships, you know, you're very self-possessed, and you're a little bit, think of a high-strung. When they say high-strung, I always think of, you know, think of a thoroughbred racehorse. It's like, you know, they're really, you know, you know, if you ever seen them, it's like they're really, you know, raring to go, okay? That's
uh-huh.
Not nice. Okay, so for those reasons, sometimes that gives you challenges in that area of relationships. So that's what I got for you for the moment, and let's see what Amy's got for you.
All right, love, thank you.
Hold on as I pull the halo of love. I get the following. Your first card, which is the beginning of your circle, which is the purpose in your life, is a knowledge card, and it is that of the goddess. That you are, and it is, it reads, for I am the first and the last. I am the honored one and the scorned one. I am the whore and the holy one. I am the wife and the virgin. I am the mother and the daughter. I am the barren one and one with many sons. And what that is saying is not that you're a whore, but what it is saying is that you have gotten to a point where you can accept all the parts in you, you know, the light and the dark and the balance between all the different roles that, you know, you as a woman are called to play in your various, you know, as you walk through the earth. And that is, you know, the things that the challenges and the disappointments in part in life, those were part of your purpose. You were, the purpose was to come here and accept certain parts of you, and that's why some different circumstances in life have played out the way they were, which is to teach you and to teach the universe lessons. And so you have accepted that. As far as your second card, which is your passion is to be alone. You prefer being alone. Blessed are the solitary and the chosen, for they will find the kingdom. Because you have come from it, you will go there again. And what that card is telling me is that at this particular point in your life, you've come to a point that, you know, this is a time about you. It doesn't mean that you're going to be alone. It doesn't mean you're not going to have a relationship, but the focus really is on you, and as opposed to the parts of you that are a mother or a wife, or, you know, the focus really, it's a time for you. The third card is the card that governs your choices, and this is a faith card. It is the roll. It is the card of the visionary. Lord, I saw you today in a vision, and he answered me, how wonderful you are for not wavering at seeing me. For where the mind is, there is the treasure. So that is saying what you're making your choices, you're living a faith-based life and making your choices based on these things that have been revealed to you. So that while it is, you know, a faith-based walk, you've been given glimpses of eternity and glimpses of these universal things, and that the more you base your choices based on that side of you, as opposed to from a more earthly perspective, the happier you are going to be with the outcome of those choices. And the final card is the card of self-knowledge, what you need to move into action. And it is the love card, and it is the card of the comforter. So what this halo of love is telling me is that you are sort of going through a circle and a transition right now, and you're going from a place where you were the comforter to a place where you are to be comforted. You know, you have given for many years, and now you're at a time where you should be accepting the comfort and support of others. But that's very difficult for people who have been a comforter and been a, you know, one of the multifaceted women, where, you know, we end up being so many things at once. It can be a little bit difficult to accept that. So I think it's kind of interesting that was also balanced with your passion card. Your passion is to be solitary, but what's keeping you from your destiny is comfort. So that's going to be an interesting balancing act for you in the future, is while you long to just do things for yourself, accepting the help of others. So experiment with your comfort level on that, you know, little ask for help for little things, and get comfortable with not just giving nurturing love and support, but receiving it.
Phenomenal.
It's interesting. It's an interesting pattern. These are interesting patterns, the way they come out. So anyway.
Very phenomenal.
Good, good. Well,
yes.
Hopefully you can play that in with what Kelly shared, and, you know, get some other readings. And it's just like a scavenger hunt, and then just run it all through your heart, and the answers will come.
Wow. That was so on point that, you know, it's scary. It's as if you were walking with me this morning through my garden as I was speaking.
I just got goosebumps. Somebody must be visiting, you know, something must be, because I just got goosebumps.
Well, the reason why I called in was to ask for help, because everything, like I said, both of you are so on point. I'm so glad that my energy and my spirit is so open tonight, so that you could, you know, tap in like you did. I have always given, and I've always given of myself, and it has been very difficult to receive from others, simply because, you know, I give from a pure place, and, you know, people tend to not always speak their truth. They say one thing and do another, and it does frustrate me to the place where I just kind of secluded myself. But I just recently started another dimension of offering help and healing to others. And I was actually calling in because I've listened to you all's show so many times, and you all are phenomenal. And I've not called in, but I have tapped into your energy quite frequently. And I realize that you all are very great at developing your pages, not just your pages, but how you are promoting yourself. And that's, you know, something that I really am looking to get help with, and simply because I do what you do.
But well, I've been perfect. Doing it on a... You came for the right. No wonder I'm getting goosebumps. Because,
yeah.
Exactly. We'd love to have, you know, we would love to have you on the show. You know, I
yeah, exactly.
Doing this.
Well, I was looking for
you. Got this. So make sure that you make yourself known to us through Facebook, so I know, and so that you can become our Facebook friend, and we will have you as a guest on the show very soon.
Well,
because
that
that's
will
what
be
we all
phenomenal.
Do. We support each other.
Yes, and that's what I do even on the show that I do. But I really would like some insight on how to develop my business aspect of, or business side of it, because I have people wanting to give me or to wanting to bless me with money, you know, for doing readings and things, but I don't have that side of myself developed, and it's very difficult for me to ask for help, so for me to call in, and I'm so glad that you pulled those cards, because I wouldn't have asked for help. I would not have asked for help. I actually called in just to see what you all had, but because you opened up that door, and because I do have the question, like tonight, someone just asked me, how can they, you know, pay me for what I do? And I do stand in, you know, this is what I do, and I've always done, but I've not had people, you know, to want to, you know, pay me.
Why?
For it. So I'm so honored. I'm honored that, you know, they, you know, are blessed by what I do and want to bless me. So that's really,
and, you know, and that's a good thing. It's like it's you know, remember the principle of give and receive. It's like, you know, and how we were always taught, you know, it's better to give than it was to receive. However, if you have, visualize this one, we have, what, 6.7 billion people on the planet. What if everybody wanted to be a giver and there were no receivers? What would the givers do? So it's like,
right,
be as good a receiver as you are a giver, and say,
I'm
and
trying.
Say thank you. I know. You know, and here's a little exercise for you. This is like, because I, you know, I think we've all gone through this, especially, you know, where you're at with where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the first things to practice at is when they're bagging your groceries at the store and somebody offers to help you out with your groceries, you bite your tongue and you say, yes, I would love some help out. When somebody opens the door for you, say, thank you very much. When somebody gives you a compliment, you look at them and you bite back that, you know, whatever you're going to undermine yourself with, and go, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It was really nice. You know, but I know, see, it's like, it's just the little things, but when you start with the little things, it, you know, then you can go to bigger things, and then you can, you know, allow people to appreciate you and accept that offering. It's like, look at it as a donation. It's like, they really appreciated what you were doing, and it's like, and they want to show you in a way that is going to have, you know, help you pay your light bill, okay? So
exactly. Exactly, and it's
you
a blessing.
To do that. It's good. Exactly. It's a blessing.
The other important thing I want to point out that we're sort of alluding to is that in order for this stuff to work, there needs to be a fair exchange. And now the fair exchange doesn't always have to be, give me money and I will give you readings. Right now, I do not actually accept money, because what I can get my fair exchange is that I am getting the training and the experience where I will feel comfortable eventually monetizing what I do. And there are people who call into the show who, for whatever reason, you know, disability or economic situation or something, that do not have, you know, assets, but they promote the show. You know, they promote the show, or they, you know, there's got to be a fair exchange. So, So it's really the law of the universe. You know, you're doing the universe a disservice by not, you know, by holding back.
Holding back anymore because, like I said,
right.
It was as if you were walking through the garden with me this morning because, you know, I'm shifting that energy to receive. And I'm receiving with open arms. And again, I've given all of my life and I've given away, you know, even in my own personal practice as a massage therapist, you know, I've given so many massages away that really it doesn't prosper me at all to do it. And so at this point, Spirit is like, you really need to open up and receive. You really need to allow people to bless you. And I've always been on that other end, giving. And again, like when you pulled that card, it just, you know, almost brought tears to my eyes because, like I said, it's as if you were walking through the garden with me this morning because I stood, you know, commanding myself. I had to speak to myself to receive the way that I give. I give with an open heart, and I need to receive again with an open heart because, you know, something inside of me keeps saying, well, people, you know, I don't want to feel like I owe anybody anything. And I've missed out on a lot of blessings because of that. And, you know, I'm not doing that any longer. I've moved into a place where I'm receiving and I'm open to receive. So, again, like
that's,
I know I need to develop my own page.
That's so beautiful. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to say, Kelly, I think this really brings up a perfect future show for the Psychic Learning Connection, which is, you know, the new economy and monetizing our gifts.
How to barter.
Right.
Well, I've bartered all my life. Right now,
we'll set that up, and hopefully you'll participate because, I mean, there's a lot of people. You know, we get all these callers that call in, and they're like, you know, it's usually a lot of it is about economic insecurity. So I think that would be a fabulous show for the Psychic Learning Connection is where we really talk about different concrete ways where you can take these things like dance poems and Becky's dance lessons and all of our other listeners and have us turn our passions into, manifesting it. So we're so glad that you called in. And it's not unlike some of the other things where we're, you know, industries where you're work. I mean, sure, that I can. There's some, you know, we need all the light workers on. We need all the light workers on deck right now. The universe needs us so much for healing. I was talking to a girl, and you know, the doctor's like running out of psychiatric medicine to give her, so now she's going to go to a hospital for 6 months. I'm like, oh God, I know you just need one little, you know. So we all need to come out of the closet and be there and available to help this hurting world.
We've been doing it I've been doing it in my secret closet for many years. I've blessed so many people. As a matter of fact, while I was listening to your show, one of the girls that I used to work with a long time ago, she just texted me for the first time tonight just to tell me that, she loved me and she's been thinking about me. And asking me what I've been doing, and I thought to myself, like, I'm manifesting this. I'm manifesting people coming back into my life because I just went through a shift where, Spirit took a whole lot of folks out of my life, and it was you said that the standing alone card. You know, I definitely am not the one who wants to be alone, but I will stand alone if that means I have to compromise who I am, and I have, and I've let go of a lot of things, and I have transitioned to a place where I am very much okay and in love with me as the goddess and as the queen, and this has been a great opportunity for me to use all of those experiences that I've had throughout my life, and even as I do my show each evening, you know, I am able to be that, you know, that goddess, that every woman, as you said, the whore and the holy one. I understand both. I mean, when you said that, I just giggled to myself because that is exactly who I am, and that's why I stand in no judgment of any person because, you know, when you're able to know that It's just by, you know, the fact that the universe and our ancestors have kept us from going so far into the darkness or into the light, whatever, whichever direction, because anything out of balance is just simply out of balance. So, I'm so grateful for the both of you all. And when you extended the time, I said, oh, my goodness, this is just for me. This is for me. This is just, I mean, the additional time was just for me. And I'm standing in that where I'm allowing the universe to bless me. And I'm looking at everything as a blessing and as an opportunity for me. So, again, like tonight, this woman came to my show and was like, I really need to know how to pay you, because what you do every night is phenomenal. You don't have to show up to offer healing and love and light to us, and you do. So I really would like to know how to pay you. So, again, I'm asking for help because I do want to know how to develop, you know, that portion of my business where I can allow people to come in. I was watching, you know, some looking at some other pages that you all have. You have a phenomenal page. And how you all promote yourself. So anyone who wants to help me, you know, as I develop. And my show is called Lady Sapphire Radio.
Well, make sure you put a link to it on our, you know, please broadcast your show on our page so that we can listen in. Because I think for a lot of us, this is sort of taking the place of TV or going out at night or whatever else you do to socialize. So, I would love to, you know, make sure you put the link on our page so we can tune in.
Oh, absolutely. I will. And thank you all so very much for the reading, for your energy, for opening up and being here this evening, because I really did needed more confirmation than anything, and you offered that to me, and I'm really, really excited tonight. As I lay my head down to go to sleep, I asked, you know, for blessings and peace be with you as well and around us. So thank you, ladies, so, so very much.
Oh, well, thank you for calling.
I was going to say, Pamela is not only she's known as our musical psychic and, you know, the love and relationship, but she also does life coaching and the business stuff. So it's like, do get a hold of her, do call in tomorrow. And then, and you're right, Jethro is phenomenal with his business and marketing. So it's like, call in on those, on those nights and just, talk with him a little bit. So it's like, yeah, definitely, and figure out a way to, get a hold of him, kind of off the thing. It's like, they both do, like the life coaching, the business stuff. And Pamela is very successful at what she does, so she's also. So. All righty, well, thank you so much. And we got one more caller. This person is like they hung up and they called back and blessed them. It's like area code 770 is with us, so it's like we got about 10 minutes that we're going to go and spend with them. But it's like, thank you very much, Lady Sapphire.
Peace and blessings,
ladies. We'll make sure we check
out. Thank you for joining us.
No, we'll. Take
well,
care.
Brings up a very
thank
important
much.
Point. All of these answers are within us, and all of these readings are really just confirmation.
Water break.
That's right. That's right. Peace and blessings, ladies.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Okay, let's see. Yes, and we still have Becky. I know we still got you. It's like we're gonna grab our caller from There we go, from 770. You are on with us.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. You've been really patient tonight. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodness. Okay, so
yeah.
What can we do real quick?
I just want to know about Emma. Relationship. I'm not very good in relationships. So I don't understand why.
Okay. What's your birthday? What's your month and day of birth?
It's Monday, December the 17th.
Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow. That's coming right up. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. You are a Sagittarian person. You're also an Ace of Clubs with a Three of Diamonds. I understand what's going on there. Okay, I'm going to give you just a real quick one here because, we do have Becky says, hey, I'm still in here too. It's like, yes, she is. Okay, so let's see. We have
An Ace of Clubs person is like aces are starters. Clubs are people who are very much with, I'll say, the mind. They're like the scholars of the deck. But it also has some really interesting things with it. It's called the Desire for Knowledge card, but it's also accompanied by this Desire for Love, which is the Two of Hearts karma card. That's the main influence of that card. And you can kind of combine those two, and you have a person who's a student of love as much, you know, as one who would really like to find their ideal mate, which, you know, sounds like you do. It's been known for, you know, you play the field a lot, but it's only true until you find that person of your dreams. You would rather be with anyone than be alone, but you don't give yourself fully until the right person comes along. Like all aces, patient, you're restless. That curiosity leads you to be avid students, you know, often with immense libraries, you know, collection of learning material of all kinds. But that same, you know, that same curiosity keeps you youthful even to the last years of your life. You're always interested in new things, ideas, you know, topics of discussion. You're really smart. You can use your brains and creativity to generate, you know, ample money for what you need. You can make money in things associated with, like, you know, the arts, groups of women, anywhere creativity and quick thinking can be utilized for profit. You're very congenial, you're very considerate, and it helps you make friends at work and gives you good communication skills. Most people feel really comfortable around you because of that ability to make others feel special and included. Now, you've got a really quick, sharp mind, and you're witty, and you're an avid talker. Your mother was probably an especially important figure in your life. She was probably, you know, a very powerful one, or is a very powerful one, with a sharp mind and a great deal of intuition. And like that Ace of Diamonds, who also has that Queen as the Mercury card, that relationship with your mother formed lasting impressions upon you that often affects, you know, your love life and relationships with, you know, with women, you know, men in general, throughout your life. Your later years are not going to be satisfactory unless you turn to spirituality, turn to God for some guidance. 2/7 in Uranus and Neptune, which represent the last part of your life, can either bring material problems or spiritual success. The happiest ones in the clubs are the ones whose eternal quest for knowledge extends to knowledge, you know, of the self as well. You're often called divine distances, meaning, you know, you travel and changes in your life and your work to really satisfy both that desire for knowledge and that inner restlessness. You're also one of the four special cards that are called the semi-fixed cards. The Ace of Clubs has a unique connection with the Two of Hearts, which is it's the karmic soul twin, which only two other deck cards in the deck share. It's the Seven Diamonds and the Nine of Hearts. We often, you know, we see seven karma cards listed, but, you know, only the Two of Hearts is close to the Ace of Clubs. You're almost exact mirrors. You know, the Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts are exact mirrors of each other. You know, they share each other's personality traits and characteristics, but because the Two of Hearts is the card of the lovers, the Ace of Clubs has this lifetime ambition, again, to find that perfect love. It doesn't necessarily mean the perfect marriage. You know, if we could marry our perfect lover, you know, that's wonderful. But, you know, marriage is not necessarily a requirement when, you know, when you're looking at that. What you're looking for is a love relationship, that love affair that is timeless, it's eternal, you know, out of this world, just that, you know, that really wah-wah, you know, that we all look for. But like the twos, a lot of the Ace of Clubs have that reputation of, you know, oh, you really played the field there. It's like, well, yeah, okay, fine, and, you know, but that only occurs among those who have not yet found, again, that true love that you're searching for, because when you find that person of your dreams, it's like you're just, you know, you're devoted, you're monogamous, that's the only person on this planet for you. And because you've got that romantic glow in your eyes, you know, because you do know that there is that special relationship out there somewhere for you. And it's like my grandmother always used to say, you know, there's a lid for every pot and a pot for every lid. You know, you never let go of that dream of a true and lasting love. And the person that you end up with, you know, can consider themselves lucky if, you know, you've chosen them as, you know, to be the special person. You've really got high ideals about love. And because of that, you know, sometimes you can crash really hard when your dreams are not met, you know, on the rocks of reality there, okay? If you go into a relationship with great expectations and enthusiasm, you know, especially when you think, oh, I found the one, you know, if you place too many expectations on the relationship and the relationship fails, you know, it really closes you up and it really makes you hurt. Your dreams are never quite lost, you know, but, you know, sometimes you might not quite ever take the chance again, you know, to open up, you know, you kind of tend to shell yourself a little bit and kind of like protect yourself. So the best relationships are really created by working on that personal and emotional issues, you know, in an open and loving way, not just by, and it states that, you know, not just by finding the right person to be with, but it's like also by you are being the right person, you know, for the other person to be with also. And there's an illusion that can be created by that Two of Hearts karma card, you know, so it's like just
be aware of that, okay? With that three of diamonds, threes give a lot of changeability. With that three of diamonds, it's a lot of creativeness. You know, if it's expressed, can, you know, bring you great success. But there's, if there's an uncertainty about your line of work or about what's most important to your life, it can also cause a great deal of worry or stress from time to time. You know, in particular, you might worry about money a lot, even when you're doing well financially. Creative expression is a healing balm for you. You may also find that you're drawn towards mysteries, you know, metaphysics, other spiritual subjects. You really got a natural gift of understanding and a keen mind that can penetrate the deepest subjects. Personally, probably have many challenges in the relationship arena, but also it's connected to that fluctuating values and your abundant possibilities. You know, so sometimes you're your own worst enemy and you shoot yourself in the foot, kind of like, okay. So that's what I have for you tonight. I'm not sure if that helps or not, but Amy, what you got for it?
Oh, wow. It's weird because the cards that I pulled really reflect what you were reading. And in the Halo of Love, the first card, which is the card that represents your purpose in life, is a knowledge card, and it was the Solitary. Now, that doesn't mean that you are to be alone, but what it means, and it's interesting because this is very similar to what my challenges have been in attracting and retaining love. So it's really resonating to me as well. But the Solitary card doesn't mean that you are to be alone, but it really means that you in order to manifest a relationship, you first need to become comfortable in being alone and finding the not when you are alone and when you are not in a relationship, not to come out into the world from a place of lack. The second card in the Halo of Love is a wisdom card, and it is the Androgyny. And I don't know if you were on the phone earlier the last time I pulled this card, but when I see this card, I'm like, oh, my God, I think of that Saturday Night Live, you know, Androgynous Pat or something like that. But really what it's saying is, you know, not that, you know, you're Androgynous Pat, so you're not, you know, but it is to accept your perfect spirit, to accept the part of you that is neither male nor female. And as you put these together through the, you know, as we go through the Halo and you put these together, this is going to sort of cleanse you of the thoughts that are and the things that you're throwing up to block love. Then the third card is what the card that governs your choices. And this is a love card, and it is the card of the symbol of the three vessels. And, you know, in the script that goes along with these cards, it's talking about the three women who walked with Jesus, Mary, his mother, his sister, and Mary Magdalene. So I think that what this card is saying is it governs your choices, is as different people come and go from your life, to realize that, you know, love doesn't just come from the romantic love. Some of your relationships are going to be platonic. Some of your relationships are going to be maternal, where you're mothering someone. But then there are also so what this is saying to me is, as different people come into your life, both male and female, use your discernment and use your heart to say, well, are they capable of loving me the way what I'm looking for? And it doesn't mean that these people can't be in your life, but they might be better off as being friends or something like that. So the three vessels is clearly, and is if it's in, and it's in the position it's in of your choices, is to be discerning. It's exactly what role is this person to play in my life, and not just, oh, okay, because he's a guy. It's romantic love. And then the fourth card in the wheel is the card of self-knowledge, and it is your wisdom. You understand, you know, you, and I think what this card is saying as in terms of relationships and in terms of sort of reinforcing what the birth card reading was, is that all your prior relationships, both the good and the bad, were all, you know, divinely inspired, and they were not accidents. They were lessons. So it, as you go out and manifest your next relationship and attract the kind of love you are looking for, don't go out there from a place of lack, which is, you know, the solitary card. Don't go out there from a place of, you know, the past relationships that may have had to end. No relationship really ends, they just change, but the ones that may not be like they once were important lessons, and they were an important part of selecting the right person. When I just a couple weeks ago, I found out what time I was born, so I was able to do a full astrology reading on me. And if I had only known, because it said you were going to have a lifetime of attracting erratic people, and you're not very good at it wasn't like that's kind of it, you know. So it's like, okay, well, if I had known that this was going to be my greatest challenge, you know, I maybe would have taken a lot of the things that happened up till now a little bit differently. But that's the great mystery of life, and that's really where faith comes in. So really what the cards are saying to me is that love is supposed to be coming difficult to you in this particular incarnation of your life for whatever reason. And basically what it's saying is that if you accept yourself as being whole without a relationship, and that you accept the fact that love will come from, it doesn't always have to be male, female, but romantic love, and begin to explore the different types of love and the different sources of love, you will receive enough love from the universe that you will be able to find a companion that will walk with you, that you will be able to enjoy life with, but you'll be getting all your needs met, because you'll be getting them met from other places. I think that some of the problems that perhaps have been happening historically from you were, I don't want to say looking for love in the wrong places, but not categorizing, not having a clear acceptance of all the different types of all the different sources of love, because love is absolutely everywhere. So that's really what the cards are saying, and I think for a lot of us, love this particular time around was supposed to be a little bit more, was supposed to come difficultly, because there was a lot of self-love that we needed to learn on this trip down to Earth. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah. And I was like, am I supposed to be alone, or men?
You're supposed to be able to be okay with being alone. And it's a little bit hard for me to discuss this in too much more detail, because I think I'm infusing a little bit too much of my own journey. But what I've recently learned, because I was adopted and then my husband died, and then, you know, it's like And then I lost one husband to not, he didn't die, but he became a horrible drug addict. So that was like losing him. You know, so there's been a lot of loss of love this trip down. It finally came to me through when I got this astrology reading. Oh, it was supposed to be really, you know, it was supposed, there were some deep lessons to be learned. And when things are hard, it's because there's some sort of lesson that each of us needs to learn. And once we master the lesson, you know, the happily ever after part will reveal itself. But if you remember, in every fairy tale, the happily ever after doesn't just come. Like a bunch of really shitty stuff has to happen first. And it gets really scary and dark, and then comes the happily ever after. And the scary and dark and shitty part is, you know, what this human walk that we're each here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm sensing here, is that there is certainly someone out there, you know, very, and you're not going to be alone, but you're going to have to be okay with being alone, and then you won't have to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, as you'll say, you know, and for sure, if I call back in, same number, 773-897-6461, and tomorrow Pamela Cummins is on also, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have Dina Flanagan and Jethro Smith, so it's like, you know, there's no limit on this show how many times you can call in, so I know Pamela does, you know, what I call direct angel messages, you know, so does Jethro, so call in and, you know, get some more pieces to the jigsaw puzzle, because a lot of times, I mean, I have heard Jethro just, you know, say, yeah, you're going to meet this guy on this day and this time. It's like, his name is blah. I'm going, whoa. Obviously, they're one of those people together. So, you know, we're not, you know, everybody on this program, you know, it's like we have different gifts and stuff, and sometimes our gifts are not suited for answering, you know, a specific question, kind of like, you know, what you're asking at the moment. So I am going to really encourage you, you know, call in later than we call in, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, and Jethro's on also on, you know, Fridays and Saturdays too. So, call into some of the other shows and, you know, get some more opinions, get some more stuff run by, because, you know, a lot of times there's some very good, I'll say, prognosticators, or, you know, those who, see things, because they do, they just literally, you know, talk to the angels, you know, talk to the messengers and just say, yeah, this is what they want you to know, and this is what's going to happen, and blah, you know. So they'll give you pieces to your puzzle.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
All righty.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Yes, and thank you for calling in tonight, and do, you know, call back in again, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, I will.
All righty, sounds good. Okay, we got one more. We promised one more, Amy. We got Becky. We got one more person who called in and queued, but it's like, I think it was after we were off air, and I don't even know how they got on, but it's like, Becky, are you with us?
I'm still here.
You're still here. All right. Yeah. Okay. She held on especially to get that the card reading from you, Amy, so go for it. I want to hear this.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to, first I want to just, because it's Becky and it's getting late, I just want to give the cards a great big shuffle and clean them of all the other calls and all the other energy.
Give them a couple kisses and hugs and...
Fresh reading, because as it does go on, you know, we collect everybody's energy, and a lot of times I think at the end, you know, it can be good and bad because you collect the energy of the other caller, you know, everyone who calls in at any given point in time. You know, that was no accident, but I want to get Becky, Becky. And I believe that. Okie doke. Wow.
What's
you got a perfect balance here of these cards are faith, wisdom, knowledge, and love. And you are the only caller that got one of each. So that's
Woo-hoo!
A very nice balance where you are right now your purpose is to live life, a life of faith. That doesn't mean you have to go join the convent, but what it's meaning is that you're having to operate a great deal just on faith from, looking above and having faith. And we know that Becky is also a widow, so know that you've got, one of your spirit guides is your husband who is on the other side, who is actively searching for a new partner for you. But
he is driving me crazy with that.
Your purpose
I'm ready to
is
fire him.
To, your purpose
isn't
is
it amazing
to,
when they act or are actively on the other side looking for people for you? See, my husband's on the other side. He's been trying to set me up to you. I'm going, honey, you're failing.
I know. He's failing. He won't let me fail. He doesn't even give me a long enough time to fail. He moves me right along.
He flunks everybody else and hurls them off into somewhere outside of Becky's purview. He's so far, the only person he came up with was his frickin' brother who has sleep apnea, erectile dysfunction, and bunions. So anyway, so much for these dead husband matchmakers. So that's your purpose is to have faith. And, one part of faith is, of course, patience.
Right.
The second card, which is what your passion is wisdom, and that this is what you are, where you are right now, and what your is gathering wisdom and gathering wisdom. And also the card here says the wisdom similar to the wisdom that the apostles had. And the quote here from the Coptic Psalm book is Jesus said to Mary, cast this sadness away from you and do this service. Be a messenger for me to these wandering orphans. And I think I would paraphrase this card here, and instead of wandering all orphans, we'll just make it the wandering widows, because it's the same thing. Cast this sadness away, because we've talked about this before, about how some widows go through life after the death of their spouse as if they were the victims of a violent crime. And but instead, what you're doing right now is just gathering of the wisdom. The third card, which is what is governing your choices. And this is interesting because it's the love card, and it is the card of gentleness, and that you look at your brothers or sisters with love. And that you have compassion for the place that they are in. They are in life, and again, that sometimes requires. And if I am answering the question that I think that you're asking of late, that's really saying that your choice is going to be one that comes from your heart, but it's going to involve you having treating other people's choices, even if that choice is to not currently be available, you know, with acceptance and respect. And the fourth and final card is your card of self-knowledge. This is the card that is going to help you move into what they refer to as purposeful achievement, so that you will accomplish exactly what your heart is telling you. And it is the card of knowledge. It's a knowledge card. It is a knowledge card, and it is the card of the awakening. And I think that that one really speaks well to what I know of where you are in your journey, in that you are awakening your heart to the laws of the universe and looking for, you know, looking for answers, raising your vibration and looking for answers in universal truths as opposed to momentary pleasures. And,
right.
So it looks to me from this halo of love that, as always, everything truly is as it is supposed to be right now, where you are in a place where you're having to walk through some discomfort based largely on faith, but that you, your greatest asset at this particular point in your journey is the wisdom that you are gathering, and you know, again, casting the sadness away. You're not walking through this part of your journey as a victim. You are, you know, being a light, being courageous, finding a new normal.
Right.
And then your choices are being governed with gentle, you know, your choices are being governed with gentleness, which again is really something that only a mature person, a spiritually mature and evolved person, can do, because otherwise we can't be gentle when we're afraid, because when we're afraid, we are operating, you know, when we're afraid, we fight or flight mode, but
yep.
You've evolved to a point where you can make your choices from a place of gentleness. And the fourth card, which is really sort of the, I guess we would call it the missing link card, the thing that you should be continuing to, you know, to strive for, and what you need to continually replenish to manifest your desires is the knowledge card, the knowledge of the awakening, the knowledge that there is a higher spiritual purpose to all of this, but that God only operates for good. He wants us to be happy, and in the end, it will all be good. So I think this is a really nice reading. The thing I like about it the most is you had one of each category.
Right. Well, thank you.
So sorry that we can't. Sorry, I didn't pull up the "He's Calling Tomorrow" card, but it's not in here. It's not in the card.
going to my birthday.
I know. I have to be patient, you know. Patience. I've learned patience.
Gentle. Gentle and caring is what it is.
I got to get my candles out. That's why I didn't get the card. I don't have my candles.
You haven't done the same way. You haven't painted the pictures and put them in 7 different corners in your room. Remember that in The Secret?
I know. I need to do that. I need to blow his photos up and just put them everywhere.
You mean blow them up or do you mean enlarge them?
Enlarge them. I know. I better be careful how I say that, huh?
I know.
Enlarge them. Well, thank you so much.
Well, we have now gone for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
But you know something, Amy?
Wow.
You're always up till 1 o'clock Florida time.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm awake. This is actually the best I've felt all. This is really the best I have felt all day. So
yeah, I'm usually telling her to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'd love to send you to bed with some coffee. The coffee will make you feel good and then knock you out.
Well, it would be because, actually, I think today has, the day has knocked me out. But this is a great show.
It was good tonight, other than that one person that got through.
Yeah, we had somebody. Did you see that weirdo, whatever it was? It's like KB Productions Incorporated or something. I don't know what the heck they were. It's like I had to click to a different screen because I was in the small chat room. I had to go to the big screen for the moderator thing, and I just kicked them out. It's like, heck with it, man. I wasn't.
Well, because they asked at first, the very first thing, they said, can they call in? I'm surprised. Well, they were going to call in.
Oh, wow. You know, I wonder
if
it wasn't the person that hung up several times. It's like, you know, see, because we had, I mean, the switchboard does this all the time. It's like there were 2 or 3 people that, like, they called in, they dropped. And it's like, and then some of them called back in, and they dropped again. And they called back in, they dropped again. So I don't know if they were calling and dropping their own calls or if Blog Talk was, you know, blogging them or, you know, what was happening. But it's like they're just, you know, there was a lot of that going on tonight. It's like, you know, just.
Well, they basically just cut and paste that whole thing. They just kept cutting and pasting.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Because it was coming up so quick and everything was the same, they never changed it.
Exactly. Well, all they had to do was just, like type it in once and then click copy and then just go, you know, it's Control-V, dink, click, you know, Control-V, dink, click, yeah. So it's like, yeah, it was just, wow, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it might, there's, you know, like I say, there's 2 or 3 calls that, you know, that came in and then dropped and it came in and dropped and came in and dropped. So it's like, I don't know what the heck was going on, but we missed it all. So it's like, you know, we just had good people, except for that one, you know, something in chat. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I will chat with you girls again. I'll see.
Okay,
Amy's always on Facebook.
Sounds good. That's not the issue. Okay, Amy's also on Fridays with Jester, and tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow, Tuesday is Pamela. Pamela's actually on twice tomorrow. She's on Psychics Gone Wild. She does readings at 2 o'clock Eastern time, and then she does the psychic learning connection, like, at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And I want to say it's, like, Wendy Joy or somebody. I can't remember who her guest is, but she's had talks on, like, you know, like, boundaries, grief around the holiday, fear, you know, the false evidence appearing real or something like that. I mean, it's like she's had some real interesting topics on. And
I'll have to call back next Monday because that's my birthday, so I'm going to see if it's a different what I get for my reading.
Oh, wow.
Your yearly stuff will change. For you, it will. It's like your yearly stuff will change because it's like with the new year coming in, it's like it will, yeah, you'll have a whole different, you'll have to tell me, you know, what the age is and all that so I can look it up on the thing, but you'll have a whole different
thing. I thought it was interesting that gal that just called in before me, she had the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
I didn't catch the year that she was born in, but, yeah, she had the same birthday.
Was it 5/20 or was it 8/29? No. Oh, December 17th. Oh,
she was the one just right before me.
For you. Oh, I think it was 86. It's like, sometimes I take notes.
Okay, she's a baby.
I know, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, she's young.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm an old timer.
Oh, no, you're not.
So, okay, well, I will talk to you guys later then.
Sounds good.
Talk
thank you so much.
Soon, dear.
That dude that was dictating me on Facebook, it was like Timothy Green or something like that. It's like Scott Seymour out in Oklahoma did some kind of reverse techie stuff and found out who is the guy from Houston, Texas, who was pretending to be me. And he said he dumped the page. So it's like I guess that pseudo Facebook page is gone of me. But
yeah,
I don't know how
it is
gone.
Because when I went to my messages, there's no longer a Facebook page associated
with it. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's not there because you're clean for a moment again. I just thought it was funny because I go to Amy, I said, why is Helen telling me she won $100,000?
Wow, I'd have been telling everybody, if I really win, it's like I will probably post it on my Facebook page. It's like,
and then she goes, have you got your money yet? And I'm like, no. So,
you poke it up.
I will talk to you guys later.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Oh, golly. This has been a fun night, Amy. Okay, I better let you get to bed. Oh, let's see. Okay. Hi, Dave. I want to hear this one here. Waiting for Magnus. Go up step.
Back me while When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Well,